New revelations over payments by local charity to couple. The builder, who was paid more than £250,000 for rent and works by a charity which is run by his wife, has said he has done nothing wrong and there is nothing to hide. Gordon Rudling and his company Godden and Rudling Business Services received a total of £257,263 from Community 360, which operates across Braintree and Colchester between April 2018 and March 2023. Documents show £118,251 of that total was used to rent office space on Mr. Rudling's land at Venn Farm, Tall St. Darcy, while £139,012 was paid to his building company for various works. Mid-Essex Talking News published a statement from the charity on the issue in the March magazine. Mr. Rudling, who has been a builder for 37 years and whose wife Tracy Rudling is the chief officer of the charity, has now defended the payments. He said, All I've ever tried to do is to protect and look after the charity the best way I possibly can. At first, I did a little bit of maintenance here and there without charging them, and even now, there are a lot of times when I do not charge them. I have saved them loads of money over the years, as well as loads of money on rent, because you don't ever want to see your loved ones get ripped off. The Charity Commission is now looking into the payments, as well as a loan of more than £200,000 given to Mrs. Rudling to turn a polytunnel at Venn Farm into a storage facility for Community 360. Mr. Rudling says he stopped doing work for the charity several years ago for 18 months after the watchdog previously looked into potential conflicts of interest. On that occasion, Community 360 was cleared of any wrongdoing, and Mr. Rudling believes assessors will come to the same conclusion this time as well. My wife does not get to choose who gets the jobs, and everything is put out to tender, he added. We have done nothing wrong. There is nothing to hide, and there is nothing to answer for. The Charity Commission has now confirmed they are continuing to assess concerns raised relating to Community 360, but have not yet launched a formal investigation. A spokesman added, We are reviewing evidence available to us to determine if there is a regulatory role for the Commission. Meanwhile, it has been revealed that a loan paid by the charity to its own chief executive was used to convert an existing polytunnel into a storage facility and not to build a new one from scratch. Community 360 loaned Rudling more than £200,000 in the financial year ending 2023, documents submitted to the charity. The space is said to be being used to store goods which are donated to vulnerable people supported by Community 360's Essential Living Fund. After the Red Don't Think, 60 has said the loan should be paid back by the end of March, and the charity will actually earn £11,600 in interest as a result of loaning the money to Tracy Rudling. Meanwhile, civic and health funders have called on the Charity Commission to clarify financial concerns raised about the chief executive loan. They have written a joint letter to the body which regulates charities in England, seeking independent confirmation and clarification over financial concerns raised about Community 360. It was signed by several public bodies which provide funding to Community 360, including the City Council, and was sent to the charity last month. Essex County Council, the Suffolk and North East Essex Integrated Care Board, Braintree Council and Colchester City Council demanded assurances that money it gave to the organisation hadn't been used to fund a £206,341 loan to its boss, Tracy Rudling, in the last financial year. The charity itself has said no funding provided by any of these organisations was used to fund the loan. Community 360 also assured them any payments made to God Services, her husband's company, followed proper procurement procedures. But they double-checked with the Charity Commission and are awaiting a response. Natalie Somers, Colchester Council's Communities Officer, says the authority values its partnership with the charity and the important services it provides to our communities. She said, Conversations are continuing with Community 360 and the Charity Commission to clarify the background to the loan to its Chief Executive Officer and other procurement arrangements, which have caused recent public concern. We also recognise that public perception of the decisions made by the Community 360 Board is impacting how the charity is viewed. She added, the Council remains committed to working on ongoing projects like the transformation of Holy Trinity Church in the city centre with the charity.